Pardon me? Do I know you at all? I think I get it. Don't worry. I've had to do the same old song and dance a million times. But for it to work, honey, you gotta act natural. Yeah. If it's okay with you, I'm gonna slide my arm around your waist. Pull you close. We gotta do a couple of shit if we wanna pass as a couple, honey. Okay. Alright. Now just act natural for me. Sorry. I'm a smoker.
Boy, hello. What?
Idiots. One at a fucking time, please. What are you girls rambling about now? Sorry for what?
For him?
What? He's not bothering me. If anybody is bothering me, it's you, idiots. You're apologizing for the wrong damn thing. No. I don't like babbling. Speak coherently, please. God. Ugh. Don't speak at the same damn time. Jesus Christ. You, idiot in the front, speak. He's not bothering me. He is supposed to be here. Yes, he's supposed to meet me here. He's mine, idiot. I wouldn't have to keep calling you idiots and half-wits and dumb fucks and single-celled organisms if you didn't act like them. So, I'm just calling it like I see it.
What? You don't believe me? Are you calling me a fucking liar to my face?
No. You're not, right? Then what are you implying, if I may ask?
You think I'm joking?
Do I look like I'm fucking joking? Do I seem like someone who wants to tell a joke to a bunch of fucking halflets? No, I don't. So, I'm not joking, and I'm not fucking lying. So why are we still having this conversation? You want to have a turn with him. I think you're confused. I said that he's mine, and I didn't mean he's mine as in he's one of my boys. Yeah, no. Not one of my boys who's supposed to be dancing up on that stage of mine. No, he's mine. He is mine. You understand? Just like how this very club that you're standing in is mine. Just like how that security guard behind you with a gun on his hip is mine. Just like how this bar table that I'm about to break your arm over is mine. Do you understand now? Or do I have to elaborate further? No?
Good. I'm glad. You know me, I don't like doing that kind of stuff, but
People just always push me to do it. People like you just really push me past my moral limits. It's a shame. It's a shame. No?
Good.
I'm glad. I, you know me, I don't like doing that kind of stuff, but people just always push me to do it. People like you just really push me past my moral limits.
It's a shame. It's a shame. Anyways, get the fuck out of my face. Yeah, get the fuck out of my face. Get the fuck out of my business. I don't want to see you. I don't want to breathe the same damn air as you people. So please, get the fuck out. Please. You are bringing down the property value of this building by simply existing inside of it. So please, get the fuck out. My friend here will be escorting you out. Yes, the friend with the aforementioned gun on his hip. So remember, if you try anything, you'll be leaving here in a body bag instead of those trashy fucking clothes of yours, so... Leave now and forever hold your peace. Jesus Christ. I need another cigarette. Hey, did they touch you at all? Any physical harassment? I know there was verbal harassment, but I hope it didn't go beyond that at all. Yeah? You good? Okay. You promise, yeah? You're not hiding anything out of some weird sense of shame or whatever, or embarrassment. Because I promise you, I don't judge. And I really don't care about that kind of shit, so just tell me if those girls did anything, okay? Okay. Yeah, I believe you, don't worry. I'm really, really, from the bottom of my heart, sorry about those girls. They're regulars, and they're mischievous, but they haven't harassed anybody like that before. I've had a bad feeling about them, though, but they pay way too much money for me to kick them out based purely on bad vibes, so... Yeah, I'm sorry. I should've. I really should've. This whole thing shouldn't have happened tonight, and I'm really apologetic for that. No, it's not just business damage control. It's from the bottom of my heart. I really am sorry. Yeah, never would have guessed me to be the owner. Well, I am. Yeah. You don't like the smoke? Sorry. My bad. I think it's a safe assumption for me to make that you might be a little tired out on clubbing and shit tonight, so how about, how we do this? I'll lead you to the back area, to my office. Secluded, away from prying eyes, you know, no weird creepy men there who will try to harass you. Yeah. And there's water, bathroom, you wanna clean up, wanna hydrate, sober up, anything. And when you're there, you can call yourself an Uber, wait there for it to come, and I'll have one of my security guards walk you out, okay? You'll be safe the entire time, I promise. Yeah. Yeah, don't worry. The room locks with this key card right here.
Yeah.
No one will be able to get in.
Promise.
Yeah. nothing. Anyway, I'm trying to blow it away from you this time. Yeah, I'm getting better. You wanna go now? Yeah, probably best. We should hurry. Yeah, don't want anyone catching sight of us. Bad for optics, you know? And that's not to bash your looks, honey. You are very, very good looking. Goddamn. Sorry, but, you know, the boys catch me sneaking into the back. The brand new, pretty face like yours. They might get a bit jealous, so. Yeah, let's hurry before anyone catches us. Yep. Come on, follow me. Right through here. Yeah. Oh, shit, hey. Honey, you gotta watch your step. I can't always be here to save you, you know? Yeah. I got you. Don't worry. These muscles aren't just for show, honey. Yeah, no such thing as too heavy for me. I can catch someone as cute as you real easy. Looks like I saved you again, though, didn't I? I think you might owe me a kiss. Just kidding. Come on. Hurry up. You good? Didn't twist your ankle or anything, did you? Yeah? Alright. Let's go. Right through here. Take a left. Turn this corner. Yep. And here we are. Home, sweet home. Yeah, I meant it when I said far back, didn't I? This area is very secluded. No one ever passes by here, unless they intend to. Oh, yeah, that? Yeah, it just locks whenever I come in. Some show with a security card. Don't really know myself, to be honest. Yeah. You can sit down on the couch, and I think I might chill for a bit before I go back to patrolling the stage floor and keeping an eye out for any other damsels in distress, but I don't think any of them would ever compare to how cute you are, so they can wait a little bit. I know you're gonna hate me for it, but I think I need another smoke. But I know it's my third one in the span of like, what, 10, 15 minutes, but it's stressful work keeping someone like you safe. Yeah, someone like you. The kind of person that everybody wants a bite of. Hell, even the own fucking floor wanted a bite of you when you trip like that. Stressful work. That's all I'm saying. What? You don't like when I blow smoke in your face? My bad. I swear I'm trying to get better with it. Your comfort is my utmost priority. But you know, I'm feeling a little unappreciated. I mean, I saved you from that group of weirdos, and then I also saved you from knocking your own teeth out on concrete. That kind of behavior deserves a reward, don't you think? Just teasing. Promise. Hey. I know that you're not looking to club or whatever, but you want a drink? Take the edge off? Yeah. Just a drink. Here, I'll even bring out the best that I got. Yeah. Well, it's not much, just like $5,000 a bottle. What? Only the best for someone as beautiful as you. Come on. You don't want to let this go to waste now, do you? Oh, actually, speaking of money. Here. I'll pay for your Uber. $70 sound good? That should about cover it, I think. What? You want more? 150? Oh. Too much. Wow, I haven't heard that in a long time. Honey, there's no such thing as too much money. Especially after the night you've had here. Consider it me reimbursing you for emotional distress. Both past, present, and future. What? Oh, nothing. Just idiotic ramblings. Yeah, I know I said I don't like babbling, but I do it sometimes. Here, clean 200 for you. Money's no object, honey. Don't worry. Anyways, back on track. You looking to have a drink? Come on. You owe me. Just one drink, honey. I saved your life. Well, presumably I saved your life. God knows what those men would have done to you. Had I not been there, of course. What? Fine. I won't make you do anything against your will, of course. It's just that drinks usually make this next part a lot easier on both you and me. Yes, honey. This next part. You see, the previous parts involved me saving your ass, getting you to trust me, charming you a little bit. And then I take you to the secluded area of my club. No cameras, no eyes, no one to help. And then I lock you in my office. Could you care to venture a guess on what I mean by the next part? I'll give you 3 shots. You know I don't like loud, abrasive noises, honey. I especially don't like screaming. Especially not right in my ear. God. I'm getting up there in age, honey. You're gonna make my already shitty hearing even fucking shittier. And either way, if not to spare my hearing, you should save your breath. You really, really should save your breath. Yeah. Because I might do something like this. Oh, God, I fucking love that. Feeling a cute boy's screams die in his throat when I wrap my hand around it and squeeze really fucking tight. Oof, that's good. Nothing quite like that, huh? Honey. If you promise not to scream, I'll stop crushing your windpipe, okay? Yeah, promise. Nod your head. Nod your head real frantic like. I like how scared it makes you look. Yeah, just like that. Ah, there you go. Breathe. Breathe in deep. Come on, baby. Yeah, just like that. Yeah. Yes. Hey. You sure you don't want that drink? Might help make this real painless for you. You're gonna regret not taking it, I can just tell, so I'll do it for you. Open your mouth. Now. Come on. Come on. Come on. Be a good pet. Open your mouth now. Yeah, just like that. Chug. Yeah, come on, chug, honey. Don't choke and splutter. You're wasting the alcohol, God. Oh, and you're staining my expensive-ass couch, too. Jesus. Oh, but that was nice, though. Feeling you frantically try to swallow it all down before you choked on it. Ah, that's good shit. Oh. What? You still mad about the smoke, honey? What if I just squeezed and blew the smoke right in your face again? Try not to breathe it in. Oh, you look angry. You look like an angry little thing. So cute. Yeah. Hey. Stick out your tongue. Yeah, stick out your fucking tongue. Don't look so scared. Just a little bit of shotgunning, huh? Never killed anybody, did it? Oh, you look so scared. Did you really think I was gonna put the cig out on your tongue, honey? I'm not that cruel. I would never put it out on my own tongue. Oh, yeah. I don't really feel pain. Anyways, I think you need a little bit more booze in your system. Yeah, I want you to have that healthy, drunken pink glow. You look cuter with that, I think. So, I know you can't chug it, so... Yeah, just spit it right down your throat. Yeah. Swallow, swallow, come on. Be a good pet, be a good pet. Yeah, just like that. Swallow all of it, honey. Swallow all that booze. Mixed with my spit. Yeah. God. Oh, I love smacking this cute little face of yours. Oh, you look so dazed and fucked up already. $5,000 whiskey will do that to you, huh? Oh. Oh, let's get to the real fun now, why don't we, honey? Yeah, let's get to the real fucking... Let me roll up my sleeves just like this. What? The scars? Yeah. They're from other people like you. People I've, well, to put it bluntly, raped. Yeah, they always try to fight back, but I'm still here. Still doing the same old shit. Fighting back never got them anywhere. Yeah. Hurting me has never stopped me from hurting them. Oh, I like that defeated look in your eyes, honey. Keep it there for me, okay? Keep it there for me while I open your mouth up. And I stick my fingers inside, yeah. Oh, you look good. Yeah, suck on my fingers, okay? Yeah, I just need you to get my hand a little bit wet. This will be extra sloppy for me, honey. Yeah, cover my fingers in your drool. Yeah, come on. Oh, fuck yeah, come on. Oh, I'm gonna push down on your tongue just like this. Oh, God, you're good. Let me take my fingers off for a second and just pull your tongue out just like this. Oh, this pretty pink tongue of yours. Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah, let's get your mouth sloppier, honey. Yep, yep, yep. Back to gagging, yeah. Oh, good shit. Good shit. Fuck yeah. Oh, you're so cute like this. Come on, honey. Oh, yeah, keep sucking. Yeah, keep doing that. Why? Oh, kiss up and down your neck. Oh. Leave bite marks. Licking over each spot that I bite. Kissing it all better for you, honey. Oh, the shirt of yours is in the fucking way, though. God. Sorry. I'll pay you back for that one. These cute nipples of yours. Oh, so good. Let me suck on your nipples, honey. Well, you suck on my fingers. So good. Oh, such a cute boy. Such a cute fucking boy. So cute and perfect for me. Oh, yeah. Yeah, baby, yeah. Okay, honey. Off my fingers now. Yeah, come on. Be a good boy. Spit in my hands now. Yeah, come on. Spit in my hands. Just like that. Yeah, just like that. God, your clothes are in the fucking way. Oh, what's this? A wet spot on your pants, honey. Is someone getting turned on from being raped? Raped by an older woman? Let me just slide my thigh between your legs, okay? I'll undo your pants for you. Your belt. Yeah. Oh, isn't it a little cute? How big my thigh is compared to yours. You really are such a cute little boy. If I didn't take advantage of you, someone else would have, so be thankful it was me, honey. Oh, yeah. This throbbing hard cock of yours. Oh, so cute. Oh, so fucking cute. Oh, yeah. I'm gonna use my hand that's covered in your spit. That was just down your throat a second ago. I'm gonna jerk you off, okay? Yeah, I'm gonna jerk you off nice and slow. Yeah, and you're gonna grind into my hand and against my thigh just like that. Yeah, yeah, like you're in heat. Come on. Come on, honey, grind faster. Yeah. Fuck up into my hand. Use it like a fleshlight. Oh, you're forgetting that you're supposed to pretend to hate this, you know? Yeah, you're supposed to pretend like you hate it, honey. Come on. Don't give up so easy. Ah, there you go. There you go. Yeah, struggle a little bit so I have an excuse to hold you down by your fucking throat. Yeah, just like that, honey. Oh, yeah, just like that. Oh, such a cute boy. Such a cute fucking boy. Yeah, come on, honey. Come on. Oh, yeah. You like it? You like when I start twisting my wrists like that? Yeah, you like it, honey? Make it wetter for you. Make it sloppier. Yeah. Yeah, there's my good fucking boy. Yeah, who's a good fucking boy? Come on. Who's my good fucking boy? Who's my good little rape toy? Come on. Come on, baby. Come on. Yeah, tell me. Tell mommy. Oh, you like that? You started bucking up into my hands more, honey. You like calling me mommy while I rape you? Oh, you like this, don't you? Being raped by an older, bigger woman. Fucking like it. Oh, so cute. Fuck, love it. Fuck, I love this. Fuck, this is my favorite part, you know. Most people like raping people so that they can get off on their own, but I don't really give a fuck about that. You see, my favorite part is making someone's body betray them. Making them like being raped so much that they come even though they're crying and they're begging not to, begging me to stop, but they just can't stop coming. They just can't stop coming their brains out, cause deep inside they wanted it. Deep inside they were a fucking slut who wanted it. Oh, you're my little slut, aren't you? Yeah, fucking up into my hand like that? Come on, tell me that you're my slut. And I might give you something even better than my hand, honey. Yeah, yeah, I just might, I just might. Come on, come on, admit it. Admit that you like being my little rape toy. You like emptying out that pretty little head of yours. You like getting raped. You want it. You want this. You want me. You want to be mine. Come on. Just admit it. It's okay. It's okay. You're safe with me. I'll love you even if you are just well, that was easy. I'll keep up mine as a deal, though. I'm not that much of a scumbag. Come on, honey. Off my thigh. Yeah, off of mommy's thigh now, baby. I need you to be a good boy. And lean back against the back of the couch, just like that. Yeah. Good boy, good boy. I need you to lean back and spread your legs for me. And I'm gonna slide down here in between your legs, just like this. Yeah, just like this, honey. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Be a good boy. Take it, yeah.
God. Come on, put your legs on my shoulder. Yeah. This leg and this leg. Good job, honey. No, you're not too heavy. Like I told you. No such thing as too heavy for a woman like me. Oh, yeah, fuck. My head in between your thighs. Oh, now this is what I've always fucking wanted. God damn. Oh, this is good. Oh, this is fucking good. Yeah. Let me kiss the inside of your thighs, okay? I'm gonna kiss them and bite them. I'm gonna mark your fucking thighs, honey. I'm gonna make you feel good. Oh yeah, just like that. And I'm gonna kiss my way along the insides of your thighs. Your soft, pillowy thighs. I'm gonna make my way to your cock, honey. Yeah, oh, this aching, hard cock of yours. So desperate to be played with and touched. Poor boy. Can you even hear me anymore, honey? This cock. Knowing that you're fucked up enough to enjoy being raped, I'll make the assumption that you're a little bent up, so I'll make this extra good for you, honey. I'll make it extra good for your poor, neglected cock. Such a pretty cock, too. Oh, this cock is so cute. Makes me want to dress. Sorry, honey, was that too sudden? I'm trying not to go too hard on you, but you're so sensitive. I think I pulled my hand off right when you were about to come. What a bad accident. You're starting to buck up into my mouth, honey. You want more than that? You want more than just a little bit of light sucking? You want my throat, don't you, honey? You want mommy's throat. Mommy's experienced throat to rape the cum out of you? Yeah? You want mommy to rape you with her throat, honey? Is that what you want? Is that what my good boy wants? Your body really has given up on you. I guess I can give you what you want then. You like that, honey? Mommy's experienced throat. Taking your cock all the way to the base. I bet you like that, honey.
Are you getting close? Yeah. You better be. Good boys come when their mommy tells them to. And I want you to come, so. As a reward for being so good. Here. Give me your hands. Yeah, give me your hands, honey. Just like that, yeah. And grab my hair, okay? You can fuck my throat. I'll let you. I'll let you rape my mouth. It's an apology for everything I've done to you up until this point. Okay? Yeah? Oh, come on, honey. Oh, you're just paying it forward. You're just doing what I did to you. Back onto me. Come on. Yeah, I had to put your hand on my throat, honey, so that you could feel me swallowing your cum. Swallowing the evidence of you enjoying being raped. You did so good. Hey, look at me. I'm done, okay? That's it. Yes. That's it, honey. That's all I wanted, okay? I got what I wanted, and I'm done with you. That's all I'm doing to you, okay? That's it. Hey, I promise. I promise. That's it, okay? I know that was cruel and unusual. So, I just, I hope you know that that's it. I'm done, okay? That's all I wanted. Yeah. Hey. Look at me. I'm done, okay? I promise. Yeah. I promise. I'm done. You can cry, just best let it out now, I guess. Hey, where's your phone at? Oh, it's right here. I know the passcode already, honey. I saw when you were nervously fidgeting with your phone earlier, so yeah. Oh. Interesting. I'm kidding. I'm ordering you an Uber. Yeah, one for within the next 30 minutes. Yeah. Mm-hmm, yeah. Here, look. Here's your phone back. No tricks, no nothing. I didn't go snooping through anything else. Just ordered you an Uber. That's it. I swear on it, okay? Yeah. Well, not that settled. You have right 30, so you have 25 minutes to recuperate and such. Yeah. I have a bathroom over there on the left, has a shower and towels if you want to clean yourself off. Yeah. And I have water in the fridge over here. Booze if you want to drown the sorrow. Yeah. And texting my security guard. He will be here at 25 minutes with clothes for you. Yes, a new change of clothes. And yeah. He has a pass, so he can get in and out, but I reminded him to knock before he comes in to make sure that you're decent, at least. You've already been violated enough for one day, so yeah, he'll close for you, and then he'll escort you out to your Uber. Not to me or anything. Yeah, don't worry. What else am I supposed to do? Oh, yeah, your clothes. I kind of fucked them up, so... Yeah, I didn't really undo your pants like I said I did. Kind of tore them, so... Not exactly salvageable, so... I'll pay you back for them. What brand were they? Oh, fuck it, who cares? Let's just... a clean $700. Who knows, maybe they were handmade from fucking Gianni Versace, brought back from the grave. I don't fucking know. Here you go, $700. Oh, and... the other thing. You know, it's kind of hard to assign a monetary value to irreversible sexual trauma, so... Actually, I just got you a check. Where is my checking book? Oh, there it is. What number sounds good? I don't know. I guess clean 15K. Here you go. Yeah, it's a check for 15K. That should probably pay for, like, I don't know, a couple therapy sessions. I have no clue how much they cost. I probably should, but I don't. Yeah. No, it's not hush-hush money. If you want hush-hush money, I can cut you another check. That's just therapy money. Yeah. You could use the hush-hush money for more therapy money if you wanted, but I don't really know. And I don't particularly care to know, so. yeah. That's kind of... Is that it? Fuck. Shit. I'm thinking. Let me think. Oh, God. I hate thinking. I do like thinking about what just happened, though, but not about the aftercare shit. Obviously, don't tell anyone about what happened tonight. Not for my sake. Well, kind of for my sake, because, I don't know, you just caused me trouble, but I can make anything go away. I got the money for it, so you'll be wasting your time. And, I lied to you a little bit earlier about there not being cameras in this office. That whole thing was recorded. And I could just get someone on my payroll to cut up that footage, make it look consensual, then blah 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 blah, an anonymous source will happen to post that. So, you know, I wouldn't go public with this, but, you know, I'm a little biased in the situation. I also wouldn't bother going to the cops, honey. Yeah. They're on my payroll, too. So, you know. Well, I mean, as I'm sure you can infer, there are quite a lot of illegal happenings occurring in this club, so, you know. Anyways, I think that's about it. About all I can think of, at least. I threatened to, gave you money. Told you where the bathroom was. You're getting new clothes. Ordered your Uber. I'm not forgetting anything, am I? I think that's about it. I think I've covered all our bases. Don't try to leave before my security guard comes, okay? It's a waste of time. These windows don't open, and that door is gonna stay locked. And if you try to run when my security guard comes, I highly advise against that. You know, honey, a lost, skittish little girl like you running around in the streets of the city at night, barely clothed, you'll run into someone much, much worse than me. They definitely won't pay you for your troubles. They won't be anywhere near as kind. So, I suggest you stick by my security guard, you get in that Uber, and you forget this ever happened. After like 5 sessions of therapy, of course. You gotta recover in at least a somewhat healthy way. But yeah. Now I think I've covered all my bases. Yeah, I've covered all my bases. Okay. Well, I'm gonna leave now. I hope that we never meet each other again, and, hope you get everything good in life. Blah, blah, blah. Don't care. Bye.